From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, a new version of Disney's The Lion King hits theaters, and this time the Circle of Life is in 3D. With the new look comes a higher ticket price. The movie industry has been banking on 3D films, and it saw this summer as the moment sales would take off. But Sammy Yenigun reports that 3D still has not lived up to its box office potential.
In 2008, the head of DreamWorks, Jeffrey Katzenberg, looked into his crystal ball and told NPR that he saw the future of movies in 3D.
This is the Polar Express!
I walked out of that theater, I came in here the next day, and I said, our lives are going to be forever changed because this is the future for us.
Katzenberg said that 3D would be like when silent films became talkies and black and whites became color. This revolution, he said, would save an industry that's seen its attendance drop 10% since 1999.
2011 was supposed to be the summer of 3D, and that just didn't turn out to be the case.
Box office analyst Jeff Bock says that despite an all-time high in box office sales this summer, people were paying more money for fewer tickets. This is now the fourth summer in a row that attendance has dropped, and that paints a grim picture for Hollywood.
Can you believe it? Us? I mean, it's the factory guys that usually get laid off. Not us. We're supposed to be safe.
With movies like Final Destination 5, Conan the Barbarian, Glee 3D, and Spy Kids 4D all coming out in August, Bock says that 3D movies haven't used what makes movies great in the first place, and that's good storytelling.
We even went to a new dimension to try to sell more tickets, and that just didn't work.
Don't make me punch your lights out.
And it's turning into a gimmick like it was in the 1980s.
The highest grossing film of all time, Avatar, got everyone excited about 3D a couple of years ago.
If you wish to survive, you need to cultivate a strong mental attitude.
But this summer's movies didn't bank the way Avatar did, says Robert Lenihan, director of programming for AMC Movie Theaters.
When you realize results, as we did with Avatar and Alice in Wonderland, if you don't continue to hit those numbers out of the park, you know, you're a little disappointed that you hadn't done as well as you had before.
The thing is, audiences have figured out that not only are a lot of the 3D movies bad, they're bad and expensive. At the AMC Lowe's Theater in Washington, D.C., it costs $11.50 to see Contagion, showing in 2D, and $15.50 to see Shark Night 3D. Ken and Marks, like everyone else outside this movie theater, is going to see Contagion. I asked Marks if he ever went to see 3D movies.
Yeah, I kind of avoid them, though, because they're usually like a lot more expensive than regular movies.
Marks says that paying extra to see something in 3D is rarely worth it.
Only if they're like made for 3D, like the Avatar movie. Otherwise, it's another way to like make more money. It's not really worth it in the end. It kind of hurts your eyes, too.
It's not all bad news for 3D. Internationally, 3D sales are doing much better than in North America. And there's still hope for domestic sales. This winter, film masters Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg are making their 3D debuts with Hugo and Tintin. Maybe these guys will make the price hike worth it for a family of four. Though that extra $16 might be better spent on popcorn. For NPR News, I'm Sammy Yenigun.